escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, good times at a Brooklyn nightclub until some angry words were exchanged, and then gunfire. Three people are dead, nine more wounded, in a mass shooting overnight at a hotspot in Crown Heights. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch sharing what investigators have dug up so far.
There was a dispute inside the crowded club that led to the shooting. We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident. Our crime scene investigators have now recovered 42 shell casings from multiple guns.
Clubgoers say they suddenly had to run for their lives just moments after they'd been socializing and enjoying themselves.
It was a bloody end to the night here at this lounge, Taste of the City. Marie was there.
It was like 3-something. I was sitting down by the window. All I heard is like a couple got shot. And I was just trying to get out to save my life.
Police say three men, ages 19, 27, and 35, didn't make it. The other nine still in the hospital. But Marie isn't sure if her friend was one of the victims.
So now I went to the car. I saw the car is there. I don't see him. So it gotta be something happened to him.
She says,
I'm hurt. I want to know what happened to my friend. Because he was next to me. I couldn't say nothing to him. I'm just trying to get out.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
And the nine wounded are all expected to survive, we're told. A funeral taking place tomorrow morning in Queens for the 25-year-old man shot and killed while visiting Puerto Rico for a Bad Bunny concert. Police have arrested a 37-year-old man in connection with the random shooting outside a nightclub in La Perla, just outside Old San Juan. The victim's childhood friend spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News last night at the wake.
And it's just, it's so heartbreaking, like, unfair, you know? He had so much potential. He was going to be a vet, and he was the one guy the whole group would look up to, you know?
The sold-out 30-day concert residency for Bad Bunny expected to draw some 500,000 visitors to Puerto Rico in coming weeks. Well, the Red Hook Pool is back open. The Olympic-sized pool reopening at 11 this morning after being closed since June. That's when a water line broke as workers were filling it up for the new season. The Parks Department said the repairs took weeks because they were waiting for parts. The city pools closed for the season on September 7th. There's a new proposal to dedicate parts of the Long Island Expressway to FDNY firefighters who died in the September 11th terror attack. And after that, from 9/11-related illnesses, state legislators in both the Senate and Assembly passed a bill back in June that would require the state DOT to install signage between exits 59 and 61 of the LIE in Suffolk County. The sign would read, "Highway dedicated to 9/11 fallen firefighters." 343 FDNY members died in the attacks. 407 have passed away since then due to illnesses related to their work at Ground Zero. A spokesman for Governor Hochul said she's reviewing that legislation. Well, two dead of drowning in Orange County yesterday. It happened in lakes in both incidents. Now, in the first drowning, a 22-year-old man didn't resurface after deciding to take a dip in Turkey Hill Pond at Harriman State Park. Search crews found him dead in 10 feet of water, they say. After that, a 36-year-old man lost his balance on an inflatable paddleboard in Walton Lake in the town of Monroe. Bystanders did jump in to try to save him, but he didn't make it. A lawmaker's concerned about reports of inhumane conditions for immigrants being detained at 26 Federal Plaza. Now admit there's not much they can do to stop it, but State Assemblyman Robert Carroll has an idea. He tells 1010 Winds he wants Governor Hochul to order Con Ed to cut off power to the building, calling it a matter of public health and safety.
She needs to stand up to the federal government and make it very clear that they are not going to have a beachhead in Lower Manhattan where they can abuse the legal rights of immigrant New Yorkers, which is what's happening every single day.
No response yet from the governor. Meanwhile, other lawmakers say they're working to reunite a 7-year-old girl and the rest of her family detained by ICE during a routine immigration check-in last week. She and her mother were sent to a detention facility in Texas while her teenage brother is being held at an immigration center in Newark. The family fled domestic violence in Ecuador and had been denied asylum initially, but were continuing the process. A statement from Homeland Security says the family entered illegally and suggests they should have self-deported. The 7-year-old is believed to be the youngest city public school student detained by ICE.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.